This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On one hand, I agree with his point, which is something you've made for a while, that this is on Kevin Stefanski to figure out. I just, every time somebody does what... Just this glow up on Kenny Pickett, where we just run right past common sense.
He said he's got the it factor.
He's got the it factor. Well, you know, his first 2 years in Pittsburgh there don't look too dissimilar to Geno Smith and to Sam Darnold. They actually do. Those guys scored some touchdowns.
You can tell, though. Like, this is when Didi says this is now the prevailing thought across the NFL. Tyler Dunn he's one of those guys I like because he's like very, very connected in the NFL. And he's just one of these guys that just talks to everyone all day long and comes up with these articles. But like, you can tell he's talked to a lot of people, and it matches exactly what Didi was trying to tell us last week.
And listen, this is not about Tyler. It is about the groupthink around the NFL. Because what it is it's just distance from the bad tape. And so you get, and then all of a sudden you fall back on things that don't matter. Well, it was a first round pick, right? I mean, remember that year at Pitt? And it's just like, if Kenny were the backup quarterback and maybe a long-term fix, maybe I'd feel different about this. Mm-hmm. But also, even Kevin is like this wizard with quarterbacks. It's like he's done fine with quarterbacks.
So you can't have it both ways was kind of my thought there. Was that you can't tell me that you think Kenny Pickett is the it guy. And Tyler didn't do this. Tyler was like, no, we got to expect some things out of Kevin now. But you can't tell me that you think Kenny Pickett is it. And then Kevin Stefanski is a quarterback whisperer. And this is what he's great at. And then not get results. Well, like if you believe both things to be true, then we have to have results on the field because you've given both people more than enough in that equation.
It's just wild. You know, when we talk about any quarterback not playing well, it has nothing to do with Kevin. The deck was stacked against Kevin.
Yeah, like, right? When he had DTR for 2 years, and then we watched DTR finally play in a game, and he did absolutely nothing. It was like, well, it was DTR.
Baker Mayfield's 2021 was Baker's fault or the injury's fault or both. Yeah. It had nothing to do with Kevin. Deshaun struggles, so I was on Deshaun.
Which is funny how he gets so much credit for, and you know I like Stefanski, so I'm not going to try to dogpile here, but like he gets so much credit for Flacco, and it's like, what did you really teach Flacco? He got off the couch, didn't know anything from training camp or anything, he got off the couch, and in five games looked exactly like Joe Flacco has looked his entire career.
And Jacoby Brissett, and like none of this is, and listen, I don't have an agenda against Kevin. I have an agenda against lazy narratives that are not in concert with what we've actually seen. Because in the NFL, these things happen. Like the Kenny Pickett thing is a lazy narrative. Well, you know, I mean, Mike, by the way, as problematic as Mike Tomlin's approach to the quarterback position has been, Russell Wilson actually statistically had a good year and they were in the playoffs last year.
I don't think it's a lazy narrative. In fact, I would give credit to the idea that people are not just taking it as Kenny Pickett sucks and they're trying to dig deeper to it. Like I can appreciate part of what I appreciate of the Kenny Pickett take, even if I can disagree with it, is the idea that at least you didn't just say, well, it's been 3 years and that is what it is. Like going deeper to Matt Canada, not very good at this job, and we saw it work out that way. Tomlin not being good with quarterbacks, It's just like that. Like there's depth there that I like and appreciate.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's true.
No, it doesn't.
And I think so. I think my point is, I think the benefit of the doubt that you give Justin Fields and Kenny Pickett and Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, they shouldn't all be the same, right? Because the benefit of the doubt, meaning their ability to reach the ceiling that people have prescribed for them, is based off of things that actually matter, like physical talent. The it factor is something that is different to every person with respect to Tyler Dunn.
Yeah.
I'll look at somebody and say they have a different it factor than if he looked at it, right? It's not, it's intangibles. Now, we are actually close to tanging some of the tangibles because of VR and some of the ways you can track eye movement and all the other, but like in terms of like, we just get him. He just gets people. What? Okay. When is it transferred to success other than 1 year at Pitt?
It's tough. It is tough, especially since like we had like when we had Scott McLuhan on and he was like, he's got the same. What I liked that he did is he related it to Baker. He talks about the dynamic that both of them have. But yeah, it's a very hard thing to quantify with reason.
216-474-0092. So the Peterlin household had a first over the weekend.
Yeah, we went to so Elise signed Charlotte up for some soccer. I didn't know what it was going to be. It was just like soccer. And the schedule in my phone, it was like, all right, go to soccer. And I'm like, all right, I'm excited because it's something that isn't ballet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that's different. And so we show up, and what I've learned is that soccer just turned into like a social gathering.
Oh yeah,
it was like all of Elise's friends and listen, a couple friends we have as well. Like, which is it's very nice, good to see all them, and we'll see them every single week for the X amount of time moving forward. But like all they like everyone just drank coffee. We all just kind of like talked about the kids, laughed at the kids. Like they did a sing along. Like they didn't really even do soccer, Nick.
Yeah, that's so. At
the I was getting ready to be like Coach Peterlin over here.
At the age Charlotte is, up until
she's a little like, over two for people that keep in score, like you, 2 and 4 months.
When you get out of like T-ball, there's a lot more encouraging and there's a lot more of atmosphere than there actually is quality sports being played.
Yeah, like I got a little worried because the one friend that I know that was there, he was talking about how he had his son Miles and like they were like kicking the soccer ball around for a couple of days leading up to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, we did none of that.
Yeah.
Like, but I thought
she was gonna get boat raced.
I didn't know what was gonna happen. You know what I thought was gonna happen? I thought she'd like, you know how like most kids in soccer at that age, they just all run in packs together.
Yeah.
And like you just throw a ball out there and everyone runs in packs and then we all just kind of sit there and watch, but they're at least like still playing the game. This wasn't playing the game. This was just sitting there. They did sing-alongs, and then they did like a couple different soccer adjacent drills.
Yeah,
and then like that was, and everyone was like happy.
And here's the thing: your expectations for what level of sport it's going to be is going to always be behind what or ahead of what it actually is, until you get to the point of like where my kids are at 14 and 11, where it's now all of a sudden people take it way too seriously. Like overnight, there's going to be a year where you're like, you go from, all right, everybody, let's just have fun, to the coach that yells too much. And it is it's such a bigger adjustment for the parents than the kids.
Like, do you have a moment where you're like, oh my gosh, when did this get serious? When did everyone turn into Earl Woods?
We went from like 6 years of being like, oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is just... this is boring. There's just not, I'm just Mr. ADHD, just like waiting for something to happen. Even in like T-ball, right? Not T-ball, even in like young, like softball, right? And then overnight you go from, if this guy doesn't stop talking this way, I'm going to break him in half. It is. Yeah. It's the basketball experience where I yelled at the guy in the underling of the thing and then found out he was a higher up in the church. It was because he was just screaming at this, Mikey! Come on, Mikey, you're killing him! And Mikey's just Mikey's like a 9-year old boy, just looking at the ceiling.
Obvious to everyone what happened there.
Just a sweet, sweet kid. And then this guy was just raging at him. And I cornered him and I was like, hey man, it's church league basketball. Let's bring it down a notch.
Should I be thankful at this point that it is just kind of like a social gathering? I didn't know. My wife had everyone she's ever met at this place.
No, this is exactly why. I mean, exactly why you're going to go through loathing this for different reasons. There are going to be a lot of parts you love, by the way. Once they actually start going back, it is fun. It is awesome to watch your kids play sports or anything, really. But it's always going to be tinged with a little bit of like, is this it? Is this, and you got to hide it. And you got to hide it all
That's
inside.
How I was
buddy.
The entire time. No, I was like,
you can't say it.
Why are we doing sing-alongs? No. What are we handing out treats now? They haven't even played a game.
Support the sing-along because the point is, it's just building positivity
around the sport. She shined.
For like the kids. And over time, it does have positive impact until a guy that couldn't make it out of high school as a football player is screaming at everybody about how they should do better.
I expected it out of ballet. I expected it out of other places. I just didn't see it coming with this. And then people, it was hysterical. The other parents showed up with like, they had coffee. They had the little chairs and everything. So I'm like, oh no, like we didn't have chairs.
Yeah.
We didn't do it big.
You shouldn't get chairs.
We didn't bring muffins or anything like that. Well, I would bring chairs if we had something to sit and actually watch.
We didn't have
anything to sit and watch.
No. Trust me. Invest in nice lawn chairs now. Get them for fat people, by the way, because the chairs they make for me will last forever. But get a couple of those. And here's why. Because overnight, it will start to matter as the soccer matches. People out there who are soccer parents, the games start at like 8 a.m. and they go to like 2 p.m. My aunt was a soccer mom, and God bless her. Because this is before they started reining it in. I remember she took me once because I slept over with my cousins. Mm-hmm. I remember they took me to a soccer match, and I was like, when does it end? And then they stopped. So they played one match, and then they apparently concluded a match from like a week before that they had to stop. It took forever.
Just play it all day.
It was all day. I was like, I'm just sitting here. What are we doing? She was like, do you want a chair? I was like, no. My feet fell asleep standing, watching them play like fifth grade soccer.
How old were you at this point?
I was also fifth grade.
Yeah, you're fifth grade. That's kind of cruel, actually. Yeah. They made you go watch a bunch of fifth graders play soccer.
And it was like muggy. Oh, and the weather. Oh, my. The weather's never good. But you have to internalize all that in the hopes.
Well, you should have seen, like when I was approaching it, I'm like, oh no, I messed up big time. I don't have the chairs. I didn't have like the desserts or anything. Never. I wasn't prepared. I'm like, next week we got to be prepared. And then I showed up and it was a big nothing burger.
Kids will feed off whatever energy you bring. If you want her to like sports, act like we're going to soccer. I can't wait. You're going to do the sing-along. And I swear to you, I really do.
Oh, she loved getting the sticker at the end. She's a big sticker fan.
Oh, you're going to get a sticker. Yeah. And I promise you that positivity will encourage you to do more things.
I mean, I'm positive about everything with it, but in my head, I'm screaming. I'm like, this is insane.
Yep, that's called parenting.
Like, what happened to soccer? This is just a social gathering.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, no, by the way, you're not going to like half the people either.
I like them; they're fine, but like even within that,
yeah, they might be listening.
We have a couple good couple friends there, so I like it. It's good people.
You're going to know a couple couples that you wish didn't exist.
At least it wasn't on an island. And I'll give her that. But again, she planned like her whole entire social day off around this.
The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.